I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Phoenix has landed, and the unmanned U.S. space probe is sending back images from the surface of Mars. The first pictures provide information about the condition of the craft. Others show a landscape that resembles the Earth's permafrost regions. The probe is going to be spending the next 3 months investigating whether Mars could once have supported life. Ivan Semenuk is the U.S. Bureau Chief for New Scientist magazine. He's in Pasadena, California, not too far from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He says this space probe is truly an international project.
Canada provided the meteorological package that goes with this lander. So while the robot arm is, you know, digging down into the soil, the weather station will be looking at what's going on in the atmosphere above. Also, the camera on the robot arm was provided by Germany at the Max Planck Institute. And, you know, one of the most interesting features on the lander is this atomic force microscope, which is in one of the experimental packages. It can look at details as fine as a human hair. And, you know, no part of Mars has ever been looked at with such high precision. So that's also an exciting international contribution.
By the way, Ivan, is this international contribution because the U.S. is outsourcing this kind of research? Or is it just that each of these countries has a stake in the outcome, in the pictures that emerge?
I think it's a little bit of both. This type of mission, this is really the first of its kind. It's called a scout mission. So it's not quite as high a price tag as the two rovers that landed on Mars 4 years ago. And because they're trying to look for ways of funding these things adequately, there is room for our international partners to jump in. And I think we're going to see more of this in the future.
Okay, briefly, how much is the project?
It's about $420 million for NASA, and then perhaps another $100 million for the international partners.
And what are we getting for the money? I understand that there are some pretty amazing pictures that have come back.
The pictures are amazing, and they're just hinting at what might lie beneath, because what scientists are really hoping to get out of this mission is a profile of the subsurface. This part of Mars, high in the northern plains, is where there's thought to be a huge reservoir of ice. And the robot arm and scoop on this lander will be able to dig down and get to that ice. And if so, it will be the first spacecraft ever to physically make contact with water on Mars. Water is definitely one of the fundamental criteria that you would need for life as we know it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that life is there. So in addition to confirming that water, they're going to look very hard for any traces of organic residue that might be, on the upper levels of that ice under the soil. That might indicate that from time to time the ice melts a little bit as Mars goes through climate change, and if so, maybe there's some moistening of the soil and maybe something could be living there. But it might also find that it's a completely sterile environment, and that would also change our views of how difficult or easy it is for life to exist in a place like Mars. It's a harsh environment because, you know, in a few months, that entire landing site will be covered with a different kind of ice. It'll be covered with dry ice, which settles out of the atmosphere as the Martian winter approaches. And so eventually the spacecraft will be encased in dry ice, and that will kill it.
Ivan, the pictures that have come out so far, anything that looks the least bit like what we might find on this planet, especially in the Arctic region?
The interesting thing is when you look at the ground, you see these curious polygon shapes, this kind of pattern on the ground. And those polygons are formed, they think, by the ice that's below the soil, expanding and contracting with a seasonal cycle. And so the ice fractures and it makes these polygon patterns. And there are troughs between the patterns. And hopefully one of those troughs runs up to the lander where the lander might be able to scoop in and look at what's going on in there. But similar patterns are seen both in the Arctic and the Antarctic on Earth. And those end up being places where geologists and climatologists can get a good sense of the history of Earth's climate. So scientists are hoping for something similar on Mars.
Thank you for speaking with us from Pasadena, California. Ivan Semenuk, U.S. Bureau Chief for New Scientist magazine. Thanks again, Ivan.
Thank you.
You can find those otherworldly pictures of Mars on our website. That's theworld.org.